You're listening to the Closing Mark Report. This is WILL AM 580. USDA released its first weekly crop progress report yesterday afternoon. It does not include information about corn planting. Those numbers will be out for the first time next week. But it does have some information about winter wheat and its condition. Now 33% considered in good condition across the United States. 5% of that crop in excellent condition. We'll hear this week from Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska.
This is Brad Schwab with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office, reporting on crop progress and conditions for the week ending April 1st. This is the first weekly crop progress and condition report for the 2007 growing season. Statewide, average temperatures were nearly 16 degrees above normal, and precipitation was also slightly above normal. Rains throughout the week did not allow soils to dry, which kept farmers out of their fields. Mother Nature has been very generous with rainfall in recent weeks, as topsoil moisture supplies have advanced to 1% short, 49% adequate, and 50% surplus. Days suitable for field work last week ranged from less than 1 to nearly 5, depending on where you were in the state, with the statewide average of 1.1. The Southwest Crop Reporting District yielded the most favorable field conditions with 4.8 days suitable for field work. Corn planting is yet to begin on a widespread basis, and oat seeding continued on a limited basis last week. Illinois producers intend to plant 50,000 acres of oats this year, with 7% of those plantings complete, compared to 20% last year and the five-year average of 21%. Condition of soft red winter wheat crop continues to improve with the warmer temperatures and rain showers. Wheat condition was rated as 1% very poor, 8% poor, 28% fair, 56% good, and 7% excellent. Farmers continue to prepare their equipment for spring and tend to their livestock. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Joe Prusaki, State Director from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly Crops and Weather Report for the week ending April 1st, 2007. It was an unreasonably warm and wet week across Iowa. The warmest day was Monday, the 26th, with highs in the 70s and 80s statewide. Daytime highs for the remainder of the week were mostly in the 50s to low 60s in the north and to the 60s and low 70s in the south. The statewide average precipitation in Iowa was 1.55 inches, or a little more than double the week's normal of 0.72 inches. Soil temperatures were averaging in the mid-40s in the north to the low 50s in the southern part of Iowa. Despite above-normal temperatures last week, more rain on already saturated ground kept most farmers out of the field and contributed to minor flooding. Grain movement was also slowed due to soft, wet roads. All the while, farmers dealt with muddy feedlots and ensuing livestock problems. There were 0.7 days suitable for field work compared to 1 day last year at this time. Topsoil moisture rated 1% very short or short, 53% adequate, and 46% surplus across Iowa. Subsoil moisture rated 4% very short or short, 68% adequate, and 28% surplus. These are the highest soil moisture levels for early April since 1998. Oat seedings were 5% complete, the same as last year, but less than the five-year average of 14%. No significant corn planting was reported in Iowa. Fertilizer application of 52% was 1% below last year, but the same as the five-year average. This has been Joe Prusaki with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly crop weather report for the week ending April 1st, 2007.
This is Steve Parn reporting Nebraska's weekly crop weather report for the week ending April 1st, 2007. Wet heavy snow blanketed parts of the northwest, while the eastern three-fourths of the state received 1 to 2 inches of rain, keeping farmers out of the field. Wheat conditions improved due to the recent moisture and rated 63% good or excellent, above last year. Oats planted was at 15%, while 2% had emerged. Sugar beet planting was just starting in the west with 2% completed. Cattle and calf conditions rated 9% poor, 27 fair, 58 good, and 6 excellent. Spring calving was 70% complete. Calf losses rated 4% below average, 83 average, and 13 above average. This has been Steve Parn of the USDA's NAS Nebraska Field Office in Lincoln.